I'd like to read from 2 Chronicles, chapter 6, verse 21. Hearken therefore unto the supplications of your servants and of thy people Israel, which they shall make toward this place. Hear thou from thy dwelling place, even from heaven, and when you hear, forgive. In this passage, Solomon 8 times, as he makes this prayer for the dedication of the temple, he beseeches God with this phrase, hear from heaven. Hear from heaven. Hear us from heaven. The question is, how does God hear our prayers? How does God hear our prayers that are offered to him in silence? The answer, as we quite well know, is in the fact that he is omniscient. He is omnipresent. He knows all and he is everywhere. He is on his throne in heaven, but he is here with us now. David prayed, Lord, you have searched me and known me. You understand my thoughts from far off. God does hear, God does know, and God responds to our prayers. We've all sang many times from Psalm 94, he who has planted the ear, does he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he see? God hears the prayers of his people today, even more directly than he did David and Solomon. For we who have trusted in Christ are indwelled by his Spirit, and through his Spirit he intercedes for us. The eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers, says 1 Peter. God indeed hears our prayers, but there are times when he refuses to hear. Psalm 66 says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated you and God, that he will not hear, says Isaiah. God hears our prayers, but we must ask according to his will. We must ask with hearts that are repentant before him. This morning, let's confess our sins, that he might hear, that he might respond, might bend toward us as we confess our sins. He who has ears, can he not hear? Let's pray. Lord, thank you that you hear our confessions. We are a wicked people, living among wicked people. We have hardened our hearts to you and to your word. We have walked in our own ways. We have disregarded you so many times this day and each day in the past week. Lord, we confess our failures, our weaknesses, and our sins, that we might turn from them and turn toward you. Lord, please hear our cry, hear our prayers, and remove iniquity far from us, that we might walk in holiness. Lord, heal our land, heal our lives, restore us to a right relationship with you. Thank you for the finished work of Jesus, whose blood has removed the veil from between you and us. Bless us, O Lord Jesus, in your holy name we pray. Amen.
Our confession of faith will be returning again to the Westminster Confession and the Shorter Catechism. God created us as eternal souls. And so the place that the Westminster Catechism starts out is, why are we here? What purpose did God create us for? What is the chief end of man? And what's the answer to that? Exactly. When you have that eternal perspective, understanding your eternal soul, then you remember your citizenship is in heaven and not on some earthly nation. Another question by way of review, what's sin? What is sin? Louder, Josh.
Sin is a wrong
So the law of God tells us about sin. That's something as well for us to remember too. Because political correctness and all sorts of other people want to tell us what's right or wrong. God defines that, and sin is defined by a violation of God's law. And that's exactly where we are in our confession, or in our catechism. We've gone through the first five commandments. We're going to start the second five commandments, which have to do with the duties of men, and they come under the table of, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. So I'll read the commandment, and then you help me in reading the answer, please. What is the sixth commandment? The sixth commandment is, thou shalt not kill. What is required in the sixth commandment? The sixth commandment requires all lawful endeavors to preserve our own life and the life of others. And then what is forbidden in the sixth commandment? The sixth commandment forbiddeth the taking away of our own life or the life of our neighbor unjustly, or whatsoever tendeth thereunto. So it's not just the murder of someone else, but self-murder, suicide, which is prohibited by the sixth commandment.